Ed Stanley, thank you for listening to the show. You heard us yesterday when we were talking about recycling, and it becomes a difficult issue. And I know that you're retired from AT&T, Bell Laboratories, Western Electric. You're an engineer. And did you write a piece, an op-ed, about disposing of smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors?
Yes, I did. I wrote it for like a community board out here. It's called Next Door.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it because I started out with fire extinguishers because I own six of them. I'm a little paranoid about fires. I had a fire when I was a child, and I've never forgotten it. And it turned out that three of my extinguishers, the pressure gauge was out of the green, which means they're not serviceable. So I replaced them, and then I'm sitting there looking at these extinguishers saying, okay, now what do I do with them? And that started me searching around trying to find a place to properly dispose of them. I didn't think it would be proper to put them in normal trash because, you know, they're a pressure vessel. And when I got going on the fire extinguishers, I also came across all of the contradictory and other misinformation about disposing smoke detectors. Both situations are, in my estimation, equally bad.
Yeah.
there's no good information out there for the public to do something with these devices.
And so much of it is banned from landfills in Illinois, actually by law banned. So in many instances, if you're trying to get rid of a telephone, a cell phone, a DVD player, you can be fined if you put them into a landfill. So what did you find out? Share with us.
Well, what I found out is there's a wide variance on what you can and can't do, partially because there are two types of smoke detectors. One's called a photoelectric detector, which uses a little photocell to detect smoke, and the other one's called an ionization detector, which uses a small dab of radioactive material to detect smoke. Well, the radioactive ones are the ones that nobody wants to go, but yet there are some municipalities that if they bury their trash, then they will accept an ionization detector. Others, if they burn their trash, then they do not want to accept the ionization detector because that releases the radioactive material into the air. The only other way to get rid of them, almost all smoke detector alarm manufacturers will recycle their smoke detectors. Not all of them, but most of them. They will only recycle their own. They won't. If you get one from First Alert, you can't send them a kitty. They won't accept it. And some even limit you on how many detectors you can send back.
And you know what happens, Ed? I'll tell you what happens. People go, I don't know where to send it back, how to send it back. I'm not going to the post office. And they throw it in the trash anyway. And that's what's unfortunate.
That's right. That's exactly what's happening. And that's why I don't understand why our local fire departments don't get more involved in this. They're very involved in October Fire Prevention Month, telling us to get detectors and get extinguishers and do all of that. But then they leave us hanging at the end when these things come to the end of their service life.
Well, thank you for initiating the conversation. I appreciate that. I loved your text yesterday. I'm appreciative that you joined us today on the Lisa Dent Show. And you know what? We're going to reach out to Lou Manfredini and some other people and carry on this conversation because, let's face it, recycling all this stuff is a little confusing. Okay. He's the guest that John Williams wanted, but somehow he landed on the Lisa Dent Show. Joe Madden, former manager of the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs, has a new book out. It's called The Book of Joe, Trying Not to Suck at Baseball and Life. He joins us next, but first to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.